All research and investigation in the scientific arena reveal that the universe in which we live has a rational, measured, and calculated structure. All ideal properties, from the viscosity of water to the nervous system, whether we are aware of them or not, have been described as the rationality of the universe. Einstein had this to say about the rationality imposed by science as a precondition for explaining the present state of the universe. Whoever has undergone the intense experience of successful advances made in this domain is moved by the profound reverence for the rationality made manifest in existence. The grandeur of reason incarnate in existence. The universe was not created for no purpose. It has a purpose. All the physical balances in the universe have been very sensitively regulated for life. Every detail in the universe has been created for a purpose concerned with life. Allah reveals in a verse from the Quran that He is the Lord of all things. He to whom the kingdom of the heavens and the earth belongs. He does not have a son, and He has no partner in the kingdom. He created everything and determined it most exactly. The universe has immutable laws that affect all living and non-living existence. Just like the living things that inhabit it, these unchanging laws are evidence that the universe was created flawlessly. These signs, which are mainly of concern to physicists today, are shown to us in the form of laws governing material life. Many properties that some people regard as the laws of physics and as quite ordinary are nothing else than proofs of Allah's perfect creation. These are all details that emerged after the Big Bang and that give the universe the form we perceive today. The scientific world refers to these details as the constants of nature. The number of atoms and all their subparticles in the universe, the ratio between the masses of the electron and the proton, the electrical charges of electrons and protons, or the speed of light are some of the constants of nature. It is a scientific fact that all these things are set at specific values that permitted the primordial gas to condense into nebula and stars and that would eventually come to give rise to our own planet. Even the very slightest change in these constants would mean that the order in the universe would not have come about and we would not exist.